Today, the big lines have been Theresa May's speech on immigration. We've heard a lot about cuts to tax credits over the last few days. A lot of people have been talking about it. Are the Tories going back to the nasty party?
No, look, I don't think so at all. I think Theresa May was rightly identifying the fact that people expect us as a government to control our borders, to have control over immigration. And in relation to welfare, again, people voted very strongly for our programme of controlling the welfare bill, for us to be a higher wage, a high, low tax economy, and that's what we want to do. We want people to be independent. And it must be right to allow people to keep more of the money that they earn than to have it sort of taken off them, recycled in a sort of Gordon Brown-esque way, and then handed back to people. But where I would say we need to do as a party is to set out very strongly our stall, what we are for, and that's what I was doing in my speech on education this afternoon.
So in your speech we heard about the steps to tackle truancy in England. Now this, we heard about this hours ago. Did the Prime Minister steal your thunder a little bit with this?
No, not at all. I mean, look, he's Prime Minister and it's absolutely his announcement to make. And actually what it did, it gave me space in my speech to talk about what education is about. It's about transforming young people's lives. It's about making sure they get the best possible opportunities. And that's hugely exciting. Teachers work incredibly hard, so I was delighted to be able to say thank you to all of them for the work that they do. And to be very clear that my task now is to challenge those schools where the education young people is receiving is not yet good enough, not set them up for life, and that's what we're going to root out.
When you're leader of the Conservative Party or Prime Minister, would you allow your education secretary or spokeswoman or man to do the announcements?
Well, I think there's an awful lot of assumptions in that sentence. But, you know, it's a team. We are a team and we support each other. We are elected on a very clear manifesto. And as I say, it's the Prime Minister is the one who absolutely, they're all in announcements of his government. So I'm delighted. He's hugely interested in education and childcare. And it's great that he is very much active in this space.
One last very quick thing. Tomorrow is David Cameron's big speech. What are you most looking forward to hearing from him?
Well, I think it's going to be about how we are going to use the opportunity that the British public have given us of making us a majority Conservative government, how we're going to use that over the course of the next 4.5 years to set out continued security for the country, the opportunities we want to offer everybody, and build on the achievements of the last 5 years. And, you know, I think he's got to, he'll be telling people that's exactly what we are all about as a party.